joined with Harley Schlanger. Harley, what's the latest news? What's happening? Ah, okay, Harley Schlanger. And, of course, you've got his cell number there, too, so you can give him a ring at the cell. Okay, good. Now, he may have missed because over at Genesis, where I did my show for the last 9 or 10 years, they had little 5 minutes of commercials. Now, there's only, instead of 18 minutes of commercials, there's only 12 minutes here at RBN. We start off at the top of the hour right with a bumper, and I love the latest song we have to get me started is The Last Call to the Last Mall with Steely Dan. And it's very appropriate because it is the last call. And the last call is to get the spiritual house in order, your health and wellness order, house in order, because we're all toxic to being poisoned with genetically modified foods, fluoridated water that's literally feminizing us all and causing cancer. And we're dealing with a financial Armageddon that's coming with the government loading the gun and taking the safety off with derivatives that don't have the firewall of Glass-Steagall and other issues we talked about. I can hear some sound in the background, so I think we may have Harley Schlanger. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good. Now, remember, we started our show right at the top of the hour with Steely Dan and The Last Call to the Last Mall, which I think is an appropriate song for all the shows I do, because it is the last call. I mean, if we don't turn around the level of consciousness of the population to what's happening, we are going to be overwhelmed with a level of chaos and evil that most people were completely unprepared for.
And, well, let me tell you, Bill, I just got off the phone with Mr. LaRouche because we got a very thorough and disturbing picture today from what Obama did from his trip to Saudi Arabia to go visit the Queen, have tea with the Queen and kiss her ass, and then his meeting yesterday with Merkel, Hollande, Renzi of Italy, and Cameron of Great Britain. And what Lynn said is, look, as of the moment, there's only one solution, which is we've got to get Obama out. Now, this is not just anti-Obama stuff. What Obama laid out at this private meeting, this emergency summit, is a war strategy. And today there's something called the Moscow Security Forum, which has 500 people from military and defense agencies from 60 countries. And the Russians started by saying, we're prepared to collaborate with the United States, but the United States is moving toward war. And the Russian defense minister put it this way. He said, we prefer to communicate with the alliance, meaning NATO, at the negotiating table, not through gun sights.
Right.
But this can only be done on the basis of reciprocity, respect for national interests, and equal, indivisible security for all.
Right.
Now, what LaRouche said is that Obama announced to the Europeans that he's insane and he's going for war. And this took place in several steps. First, when he met with King Salman of Saudi Arabia, the Saudis wouldn't even meet him at the airport. They sent a low-level official there. They basically said, you'd better do what we want or else. And they threatened to sell off U.S. treasuries. Obama didn't bring up any of the contentious issues. He just promised the Saudis, don't worry, you're our friends, we're your friends. Now, this is coming at a moment where there's unprecedented demand in the United States for the exposure of the 28 pages from the 9/11 Commission report. But my point on this is not about 9/11 2001.
Right.
This is about the continuing Obama operation to cover up for this war that the Saudis are an instrumental part of. But it's not the Saudis, it's Obama as an agent of the British pushing it. So
right.
Let me just go through these other
two
points.
That's the chain of authority you're talking about. Go ahead.
Exactly. So here, after he met with King Salman and promised that we would continue to do the Saudis' bidding, then he went to Buckingham Palace and spent a day there getting his marching orders from the Queen of England.
Right.
And he had an op-ed in the Daily Telegraph where he said the Europeans must stick with the sanctions against Russia, must spend more money on NATO, we must counter Russian aggression. Now, then he went to meet with Merkel, and he arrived at the Hanover Fair. It's an annual business fair, and there were almost 100,000 people in the streets against the TTIP, which is the European version of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Free Trade Agreement.
Right.
So he then said to Merkel, I don't care if there are people in the streets. This agreement is necessary to cement Western unity. And then he told Merkel he had invited Hollande of France, Renzi of Italy, and Cameron from Great Britain to a meeting the next day. And here's what they laid out. Number one, a NATO intervention into Libya. And that was, they put in a phony government in Libya, which is partly supported by jihadists. And the main thing they're doing there is preparing for a war which is going to create more terrorists from Libya who will go to Syria and elsewhere and try to carry or to win over some of the oil supplies for Italy and Britain. Secondly, he said the U.S. is going to send 250 soldiers to Syria to supplement the 50 already there. Now, here's the what any honest congressman should ask. Number one, did the Syrian government invite you? If not, it's illegal. Did the UN pass a resolution authorizing this? If not, it's illegal. Did the U.S. Congress, as the ultimate sovereign authority, give you an authorization to carry out war in Syria? If not, it's illegal. Now, none of those three conditions were met.
Of course.
Obama unilaterally decided to escalate the war in Syria with a U.S. commitment to remove Assad. Now, the final point is that the U.S. is favorably responding to requests from Poland and Lithuania, not just to increase U.S. forces on the border with Russia, and not just to bring in updated tank warfare equipment and aircraft, but the Poles have specifically asked for nuclear weapons to be deployed in Poland. Now, what's the excuse for this? The alleged threat that Russia is going to overrun Eastern Europe.
Oh, yeah. How likely is that? I mean, this is so ridiculous.
Well, it's not likely at all. Putin, in his speech at the Moscow Conference on International Security, opened by saying, "The issue of the fight against international terrorism is at the center of our agenda." And he said, vigorous efforts of the whole world community are necessary to fight against this global threat. He said, we have asked the United States to join us, but we're far from stability at this point.
Right.
And he said that we are waiting to hear from the Americans. And then the Russian Defense Minister Shoigu said that despite good cooperation between the Russian and U.S. military in Syria so far, the U.S. has refused to actually expand the cooperation, and the U.S. is now preparing to arm al-Qaeda in Syria to overthrow Assad.
Now, do you know that the overthrowing of Syria is not on the agenda for Russia? And, in fact, China is lockstep with them, too. And if this expands, it'll not only be dealing with Russian support, but Chinese support. And that means that we're going to literally be in the status of World War III.
At the brink of a nuclear world war, exactly.
Right now, I have actual regular and classified access to information that while Obama's meeting with King Salman, they're actually transferring nuclear weapons, not just anti-missile systems hit the launch phase of Russian missiles, but also first strike weapons along the Russian, Polish, and other borders with Russia. We are.
Then you have Hillary Clinton saying that she is going to go for a no-fly zone in Syria, which means the U.S. would be shooting down Syrian and Russian jets.
Well, I can guarantee you, here's what the scenario is, and this is like a military strategic analysis. Russia has put nuclear submarines in our Gulf of Mexico, not to frighten us, but to make us realize they just need to take a submarine 200 or 300 miles off the coast and fire cruise missiles below radar, and we wouldn't even know within seconds that cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Phoenix, Arizona would be turned to ashes. They don't want to do this. Russia doesn't want to do it. I mean, people need to understand, Russia right now is a Christian nation. They look on us as apostates and insane. They look at us as a nation hell-bent because we have a Department of Offense. We don't have a Department of Defense. We don't have any way of defending against EMP weapons, biological weapons. We have an open border. They keep on telling us, including Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, well, we should let more of these people come in, and they're not vetting them at all. It's insane.
And well, Bill, now, here's, let me just get to the final point from LaRouche,
please.
Because I think this is really totally pertinent to what you're saying.
Exactly.
What LaRouche said is that as things stand now, he sees no solution. Now, LaRouche is ordinarily optimistic and spends his time coming up with alternatives. He said, I'm working on some things, I'm thinking about it, but unless we get some people in the United States to speak out against Obama, and directly against Obama, not against Hillary, who's the would-be president, or to take it out of the presidential campaign, to speak against Obama now as an agent of this imperial war drive, which is coming at a moment of financial collapse, unless that happens, he doesn't see an alternative. There are pathways around this, but only if you remove Obama. Now, well, on the financial collapse, just I'll throw in one more thing, and then we can have a discussion of this. For the first time since the 1930s, ExxonMobil had its credit rating downgraded yesterday. Now, what was the reason for it? Well, oil price drop, income drop. But then reading down in the Standard & Poor's report, something jumps out at you. Exxon is doing nothing to reduce its debt. Why? Because it spent $52 billion since 2012 buying back its stock. $52 billion, which could have gone toward paying down some of the debt and innovating, going into new areas of production. Instead, they used it all to build up their stock and to cover their derivative bubble, their commodity derivative.
But here's what's really going on behind that. The derivative bubble is not only a big bank bubble, but it's an oil bubble. And they're locked together. The price of oil is so low now, and the world production and the Baltic Dry Index are so low, that it's only a matter of time before some minor incidents, like having a bunch of children running around a party with hat pins.
Yeah.
There's a pile of balloons. You're going to hear some popping sounds real soon. Now, what's likely to happen, again, this is a controlled demolition, just like the World Trade Center towers and the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. The demolition of the economy is part of the control matrix because they want us to be in this literally virtual world project. Now, I mentioned this on the air many times. I'll travel around to 42 cities in Israel in 1999 with the Prophecy Club, and I talked about Iridium, Mark of the Beast. Now, people might say, oh, no, that's not going to happen. I know more about the technical issues of what's called the matrix and the virtual world project and publicly talk about it than any other person that's ever had a pulse on Earth. And if people want to question me, I'm going to put together a book, an e-book here this year, because it's timely now for me to do it, and put it out to realize the real reason why Linda LaRouche is a genius and has been ahead of the game 50, 60 years, but he's not getting traction and he's been getting persecution is because we're not dealing with an intellectual problem. We're not dealing with a logical problem. We're dealing with a spiritual problem. There's a blindness spiritually of people. There's a darkness intellectually. There's a freezing of the... It's almost like being frozen in front of a wild animal where you just freeze and don't run or don't even fight or start screaming till the animal runs. The public basically are feigning either passivity or ignorance in the face of destruction. And anybody with two clues knows that, you know, what's happening. For look at Puerto Rico. Did you see the notice on the news? I was watching Fox News last night. And they had an ad come on. I'd like you to comment on this. Obama, and this, by the way, is Paul Ryan, too, of the Republicans, want to put a special type of a bankruptcy, the type of bankruptcy that means all the people who invested and bought the bonds in Puerto Rico are going to completely lose their life savings. Now, this, if people don't realize this is a form of bailing in, if they don't realize that we're heading toward catastrophe, which will wipe out much of the middle and even upper class, if they don't realize that we're heading toward a economic Armageddon, if they don't realize this is a controlled demolition on purpose, it's not by if they just put the policies that Lyndon has been talking about for years, like Glass-Steagall and auditing and getting rid of the Fed and wiping off debt and dealing with instead of bilateral treaties like TTIP and TTP, which they're pushing, because these will make all nation states basically vestigial. There'll be no such thing as a nation state anymore, which is why they're pushing for it. And the progressive Democrats, they say, what do you mean a border? Are you crazy? Why do you want a border? Because borders violate the idea of a trade zone, 10 trade zones, which they published in the fall of 1973 in Foreign Affairs, the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, which, by the way, Heidi Cruz, is a member of CFR, and she's one of the authors of the North American Free Trade Agreement, which destroyed the economy, signed on by Bill Clinton. and also the New American Century, which, of course, the Bush family are the prime authors of. So what people should start understanding is Lyndon has got all the answers, and that's not the problem. The problem is a spiritual darkness, a spiritual blindness to see these things, because destruction is not years away or even months away.
Well, and this is a deliberate effort of two forces. One is the Bertrand Russell British-type control over education, and secondly, the deployment of the FBI as a blackmail threat against people who would stand out against these forces.
Right.
So you have the people who would fight have been dissuaded from fighting, and the average person has no clue of what's hitting them.
Well, if they listen to alternative radio, and again, we are the last men standing in terms of broadcasting, like LaRouche Foundation and our radio shows. Print media is gone, is controlled by globalists. Television is controlled. If you go to everything from MSNBC, which is the worst of the lot, to Fox News, I call faux, F-A-U-X, or false news network. CNN, or, you know, like CBS, I said, you can see BS, but you can also hear BS, too.
Well, you know. And then all you have to do is look at someone like Ted Cruz, who still gets away. I mean, he didn't even get 20% average. It was about 16% average in the five primaries yesterday. How can he still come on television and say he's more electable than Trump? He can't win Republican primaries against Trump. So how is he supposed to be more effective against Hillary?
You have to understand, we're dealing with a man who's a narcissistic, sociopathic psychotic.
Delusional in the extreme.
Yeah, and the problem is, you see, that the power brokers at the top keep convincing him that if he plays ball, they'll make the way for him to have a pathway to the presidency. And that's how bad these people are. They are in a state of abject delusional psychosis right now, the globalists. They're having such a freak out. The amount of money that was spent by Jeb Bush in negative ads against Donald Trump is obscene. It's obscene. It's the amount of money.
Yeah.
He had, you know, and what people need to understand is Hillary's going to try to throw everything in the kitchen sink at Donald Trump because he got divorced. How many Americans have been divorced? You know? Excuse me, that's not going to go anywhere. What about Hillary, who harasses people? We talked about this yesterday with Sally Miller. After they're serially raped by Bill Clinton, she harasses them and even drives them out of the country or threatens them and has them stalked. Really? No. And also the deadbeat dad, Bill Clinton, has a black son who he avoids. How about that?
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Yeah, count to 10. I'll tell you, believe it or not, I when I do my show some days, I feel internally, although I'm not externally all the time, I feel like tears, you know. But you know what? Tears of joy, tears of fear, tears that people don't get it. And it's a spiritual thing. When Obama's doing these visits, when he's putting nuclear missiles on the Russian border, when he's refusing to collaborate with Russia and China to deal with extreme Islam, when he has an open border, just waiting for the event, just salivating, waiting for Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra Al-Qaeda and these terrorists. In fact, like the recent incident in Minnesota where a black Somali was planning on setting up a pipeline to bring in terrorists through the Mexican border into America. Do you not understand that bipartisan support will be for a domestic security bill? Do you realize that Obama is literally pulling off the safety for a nuclear war? Do you realize that the British and the Saudis, they don't care if they destroy most of the population of Earth. They probably have underground hotels to hide in for days, weeks, months, or even centuries to try to survive what the hell's coming. These people are psychotic and evil, so evil that the average mind can't conceive of it. They just, people say, well, no, Dr. Deagle, you're...
Psychotic and satanic.
I mean, and satanic.
They run together. And I think,
oh, yeah.
I think the important thing that Lyndon was communicating to me and that I want to communicate to your listeners is that the world is not without hope, but there's no immediately obvious pathway that doesn't start with overcoming the sense of fatalism that nothing can be done about Obama. It's this fatalism, which is partly fear. I mean, there is a legitimate fear that if there were moves against Obama, the FBI and others would organize black race riots across the country to basically use desperate African Americans to think they have to defend Obama to defend their lives. And that does scare people.
I think we underestimate black people. There's a lot of black people.
I do too.
The support of Trump and a lot of Hispanic people are not just buying all this foolish rhetoric that's not supported. For example, Trump has a big heart. I know he's not a racist or a misogynist. I know that. Okay. In fact, most of the senior advisors he have running parts of his company are not only his old family, but other women. Okay, when we look at the number of people he interacts with around the world, at Trump's 5,000 sub-corporations, they're involved with people of every race, including Muslims. So when I hear these kind of foolish things, I'm thinking, you can't keep saying things. You know, it's the old Russian saying, if you throw enough mud against the wall, some of it's going to stick. The wall has been greased. The mud's not going to stick. And I think once all the attack ads stop, and once there's a real dialogue and things start to get rocking and rolling, Trump is going to literally be a geopolitical pathologist with his political bone saw and scalpel and laser. He's going to cut Hillary Clinton up.
Well, you have to realize the attack ads aren't going to stop. But I'm getting it. I'm not saying that it's real. I'm saying that the fear has been created that there would be race war if something were done to Obama.
Yeah, but we can't let fear drive us anymore.
Bill, that's yeah. obvious. And you and yeah. I agree on that.
But it's a spiritual issue.
I'm just pointing out to the listeners, when people ask the question, why is it that you say that something can still be done to get out Obama? that most of what people think of Obama being popular with African Americans or with Hispanics or Obama being too powerful, it's not true. The financial system is cratering. The power of this elite is collapsing. The biggest remaining power they have is the sense of fatalism and submission in the population around the idea that you can't beat them. And as a result, it's not just the average guy in the street who listens to your program and says, well, I get a lot out of Dr. Bill's shows, but I really don't think we can do anything. That's a problem that is then magnified when you go up the chain to a congressman who spends all his time attacking Obama and then goes home and basically says, well, there's nothing you can do about it. That's where we're on the verge of losing the country.
Well, here's a little bit more. I'm going to give a formula for what people need to do. Number one, we need to pray for Obama for grace before judgment, and that includes Hillary. Because God's going to bring down grace first and then judgment. Number two, we need to realize that they're spending half of their time now in call centers trying to raise money to stay in office. And most of them have donors that control them like puppets. So we need to realize that Super PAC and all these other money needs to be gotten rid of. But the first thing to do is the public needs to say, we're tired of this. That's why Bernie Sanders and Trump are getting most of the electorate. That's why.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Slanger. Harley, let's go through some of the other issues that have come up that need to be, the can opener needs to happen. Real people need to get the spiritual urgency and the geopolitical urgency of what's going on. And it's not just, by the way, for Americans. If you're listening to this program in England or Australia or Germany or Malaysia or China, you need to realize the events that are happening in the United States and our interaction with NATO and our lack of proper interaction with China and Russia. The schism that's between the BRICS and the non-BRICS nations is a formula. As I say, we are in economic phase of World War III already, which can precede a full force biological, chemical, and nuclear war by years or decades, but we're at the end of that phase. If things don't resolve here in this last months of the Obama administration, we could have an EMP weapon, a biological release, a major terrorist activity to lose the last of our rights. We could have a disaster in Europe. The current Hiraj, which is occurring with the globalists there, is also Obama's trying to replicate here in America. And if there's major terrorism, the last bit of your rights that started to be taken away by George Bush Jr. with the Patriot Act, which was being written months before even 9/11 happened, people need to realize that these people, like the CFR, they're ready to literally collapse the world economy because they get more power order out of the chaos that they have created with their own particular plan for a solution to it. That's why this is a dark spiritual monstrosity that's being perpetrated on not only America, but the world.
Well, I've had a chance recently, Bill, because some of your callers have been calling me and talking to me, and because I've been giving out the number, and some of them call in, and it's given me some insight into the problem, which is partly what I was talking about before in terms of the fears that are played on.
Right.
To cause people to submit to things that they wouldn't ordinarily submit to.
Exactly. But
what I find is once you get someone past the fear, you come to a really interesting question, which is this idea of what is the satanic personality that we're dealing with? And, you know, let me just define what I mean by that, what Mr. LaRouche means by that, to give people an insight, because the solution to this is then you have to counter that satanic force with what it means to be human.
Right.
So when I talk about the satanic personality, we're talking about what is ultimately a real narcissist, someone who has no capacity of empathy with people who are victims of what he or she does.
Right.
Secondly, someone who has no higher sense of purpose other than themselves, their own power, their own prestige, their own comfort. And you know, while Obama is clearly has a narcissistic personality disorder of the highest degree, most of us, as people who have lost the higher sense of purpose of what it means to be human, have an element of that. And that is the seeking of comfort and the avoidance of conflict or the avoidance of tension. And, you know, if you can create a circumstance where someone submits to something which they know is not right. Now, you could say, look, it's a minor issue here, a minor issue there, but these things add up to a personality which essentially becomes complacent in the face of bullying or losing rights. That's what we've seen since 9/11 in particular. It goes back much longer in history, as you know. It goes back to the fight of the early Christians. But in our modern period, the post-World War II period was one of great promise for the United States, a revival of the American system idea of physical economy as the basis for human betterment. And physical economy not as a some kind of abstract, organic thing, but as the result of choices that are made by creative individuals acting for the future consciously. Now, how many of our political leaders can honestly say that their day-to-day functioning is based on what they want to do to improve the future for everyone? None of them can. And that goes back to the extent to which people, including your listeners, have made their accommodations with evil. And I'm not saying that to condemn your listeners, because your listeners are, on the whole, better informed, and they want to be moral, they want to do what's right. But there's an embedded streak of pragmatism and complacency in the face of what you and I have just been discussing, an immediate danger of World War III, which is not just a talking point, it's real. You know, there are people every day in submarines and on destroyers and on aircraft who are making decisions whether or not to fire shots or not. And if you continue to put military personnel in those situations, sooner or later a mistake will happen, and then the future of humanity depends on whether or not a political leader can pull back in a timely way. Obama will not pull back. Obama is not a coward. He's not weak. He's a psychotic narcissist.
Right. In fact, one of the most prominent statements in the last few years was the only time they can get him sit longer than 4 to 7 minutes to deal with somebody in any issue, and he has to go back to the blue room to watch, say, sports or to consult with the networks to find out if people still worship him. Because the man, literally, his lifeblood is, do they still worship me? Do they think that I'm the greatest?
This was allowed when he was on this trip to Europe. There wasn't a single leader who stood up to him. Now, that's because the Queen of England gave him the marching orders, so Cameron was backing him up. Hollande is a rag. He's got no spine to him. Renzi, who showed a little bit of fight in Italy, has no power. And Merkel has repeatedly capitulated to the globalists. So Obama came in there, and he basically said to Merkel, I don't care if people are demonstrating against me or against you. We've got to have this policy. I don't care if people don't like it. This is what has to be done. And no one will stand up to him. And that's not because he's so smart or so clever or so cool. It's because they know that behind him is this power of the deep state or the police state, which has already demonstrated its willingness and its ability to kill. So it takes courage to stand up against that.
Yeah, what courage is swallowing fear to realize that your state of fear is going to increase your chances of not surviving. And I learned this lesson when I took care of people working in Delta and Special Ops, that they say, if you don't have fear, you're not logical. But in order for you to become, swallow it, you have to train to the point where your training is so excessive and so extreme, you're just like a surgeon, for example. And when I worked in emergency or trauma units, you can drink your peach juice afterward to get your blood sugar back up, but your adrenaline's driving, and you're cool, and you're calculating, and you're doing things because you're in the middle of trying to put a chest tube in, and somebody's bleeding to death, or they're suffocating, you gotta evacuate a pneumothorax. The same thing is going on. We have to start getting beyond our fear.
There's another point to overcoming fear, which is that you know that ultimately your human existence means nothing unless you leave something better for the future.
Right.
Because physically, you can't take it with you. You know, at your last moment of consciousness, if you have a chance, and LaRouche has always used this example, you sit up in your coffin and you say, what was that all about? Uh-huh. You realize that your sexual experiences, your pleasures, your money, none of that goes with you. The question is, do you leave something behind that's worthy of your having lived? And that's this question of the species immortality,
well,
as opposed to the
Yeah, I think of it as another little step on the side of that is that we're a collective organism. And we're not just a cell in a petri dish. We're a collective organism. Yeah. And if we don't realize that the collectiveness means we have to collectively have organized intelligence for us as a collective species to survive.
And it's good to do.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, in other words, we're at that point now where if we don't make the right spiritual decisions, which allow us to accept the truth, because the truth is right in front of people's faces, has been for decades from LaRouche. He's received a lot of ad hominem and stupid attacks that are not based on logic. But it's the same way I received a lot of ad hominem attacks not based on logic or even decency or compassion. And the reason is people, basically their idea is that they want to be viciously ignorant because they think it's a survival mechanism. What we have to do is convince them that accepting spiritual darkness, which is not the opposite of evil, is not the opposite of good, it's the absence of good.
Well, you know, and the other thing is people think as long as I keep my head down and don't draw attention to me, life will be easier.
Yeah, right.
And you know, I think the point that you're making about a collective existence, this is not a socialist conception.
No.
This is the Christian view. You actually live for others.
Right.
That your life has meaning to the extent that you're giving to others. And that's not an abstraction. That's something real. The happiest people, the people who can go to their grave with a smile on their face, are those who know that they've left behind something good for those who come after them, if it's your children or grandchildren, or even if you have no children, for other people. Now, that conception, which is at the core of the Judeo-Christian concept, is built into our Constitution.
Right.
That the idea is not who can get the most marbles during the course of their life. It's who does things that will allow for the general welfare to continue and expand into the future. Now, this is where the Constitution does reflect a higher moral purpose, not a specific religious doctrine, but the higher moral purpose which drove our founding fathers, all of whom were Christian in one form or another.
Right.
But it was not an explicitly Christian document. It was a political document which took for granted the idea that human beings have a higher purpose. Now, I bring this up because in the discussions I've had with some of your callers, this is something that once you remind them of that, they're very open to talk about it. And you can see there is a higher quality of spirituality in people, but it's so deeply beaten down.
Right.
So that's why I urge people, go to our website, listen to some of the videos where Mr. LaRouche is participating, read some of the reports we have so you get updated. And if you really want to follow this through, give me a call. You know, I got a few calls after I was on yesterday, just briefly with you. So people can call me at 800-922-2907. Or they can go to LaRouchePack.com, and there's actually a way to directly connect with me. I think it's LaRouchePack.com/getactive/Harley. But if people want to be involved and want to do something and take up these questions to address the otherwise existential threat to mankind, get in touch with us. Again, 800-922-2907.
Yeah, I think what we should start to realize, we're existentially at the end of what we call secular history. We're approaching the singularity of artificial intelligence and life extension. We're approaching the singularity of knowledge. For example, now they can't suppress knowledge. The alternative media, blogging, etc., is now making the general public exposed to the level of truth where they can't avoid it anymore. They can't pretend that the tiger's not outside the little grass hut ready to eat them. They can't pretend that they don't know the deepest levels of evil that are trying to get elected as president, like Hillary Clinton. They can't pretend that their decisions as a voter and their ability not to call a congressman or senator is going to put us all in danger.
But they can also make a positive affirmation of what it means to be human.
Exactly.
And not risk anything. Because to be a human being means that you can face your maker with a certain amount of humility, but also a sense of accomplishment.
Right.
And, you know, that's to me what drives Mr. LaRouche is that level of spiritual commitment. You know, he's 93. You know, he has no reason to continue fighting except for his belief that there's some higher purpose that we all serve and that you have to call people to that. It's a real mission.
Well, I think also what people should understand, this is what I try to teach, is that heaven starts today when you hear and do the will of God, which is to serve, as Jesus said, love God with your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Loving your neighbor and yourself is doing things like calling 800-922-2907, getting involved, becoming a change agent of light and salt to actually fix things. Not just for yourself, but for us collectively. It's the very reason why we exist. We don't exist for ourselves.
Now,
we exist for others.
It starts now with taking on the fear in other people of addressing the Obama problem. Obama
exactly.
has to go through legal means, and that's something that everyone has to take seriously.
Yeah, in fact, he has to go really soon. We can't just say, well, he's, so close, he's so close to leaving office. No. He may not leave office. He may have a taste of domestic security violations with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which he's purposely
Actually the next incarnation of Bush and Obama is Hillary, and I think that's what he's working to ensure. I don't think he has any intent to stick around, at least as president. But we can't allow that. And if you get Obama out now, that's the best way to derail Hillary.
Exactly. In fact, let's put it this way. Obama is Hillary Light. Hillary is, like, I call her the devil's daughter.
Well,
the event horizon of evil.
Yeah, Mrs. Lucifer.
Yeah, Mrs. is much more scary than Mr. Mr. Lucifer, let's put it that way. Yeah, she is a scary
person.
Let's
say she's the one person Bill Clinton feared.
Yeah. Yeah. It's do or die at a time now. This is, by the way, not a rehearsal. If people don't get involved and fight against this evil, it's going to get so vicious and so out of control. People can't imagine. They'll see their wealth fall like sand between their fingers. They'll see their domestic security where they have to travel with their papers, please, or they can't travel.
Well, all you got to realize is how can you imagine ExxonMobil maybe facing bankruptcy?
Well, it's not just them. I mean, look what's going on in Puerto Rico with this this bankruptcy law they're talking about that the Congress will do. And again, it's bipartisan. It's, when they show the picture up there and this, and they show Obama, they also show Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. I mean, people need to know, and they show Nancy Pelosi with her crazy, I call her angry chihuahua look. I mean, God help us. People don't understand what's going on, do they?
No, but they can and they should. And so, again, 800-922-2907. Call up, leave your number, ask for me, and I'll give you a call back.
Yeah. Thanks, by the way, for setting up that interview with Roger Stone. He'll be back on. We'll make sure we have you back on. And if you need something to keep your voice, just call Michelle, and she'll get you something so your voice is...
No, my voice is fine. I think it's the tree pollen. If you have something to counter tree pollen, let me
know.
We
do. We have protocols for everything, including tree pollen. Yes, I do.
Great.
Well, I appreciate it,
Harley. All right, I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. In the next segment, I'll be taking calls on geopolitical issues only. You have to tell the board opt-in exactly what your question or statement is. At the top of the hour, we're going to health and wellness. And by the way, every hour of the show is open lines. You must do three things. Number one, tell the board op your question or statement in precise terms, not vague. Number two, no ad hominem attacks of any kind. And number three, don't go off topic. Always stay on topic. So if it's health and wellness, stick to that. Don't go off topic. If it's open lines on anything, no problem. Those are the rules. If you play by them, you get on air.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you have a geopolitical question, we have a short segment now. You can call in. Stick to the topics. Make sure you're precise in your questions or statement, and we'll get you on air. And by the way, what you should know, too, is when you go to NutriMedical.com, you are going to directly link across to our archives to all of our different buttons. And I want to go over those for a moment so you understand what our page is quite different. And we're trying to simplify it. The first thing is listen live free to the show. You're going to see that Monday to Friday. Listen Live Free, of course, is at the Showcast. That gives you the Showcast button there. The second one down is the our NutriMedical Archives. It's over at our deagle-network.com. We also will be putting up a blog and forum so you can connect with other people in your town, city, or country through our special forum and blog, which Michelle is going to manage. She'll be the blog mistress watching it. Then we have the free archives that we're setting up that'll be for my older shows going back to February 2009 all the way to current. Those are being gradually put back up, and they're also cross-indexable over on our Blueberry, which allows us to put tag words as well as words in the description. So you can search for a particular topic, like, say, firing line, which is when Michelle's on asking and answering your questions on health, or a particular product you want to know about, say, Silver 100 or Nutridyne or a monoatomic tesla-activated iodine. You also can see also the fourth button down is our deagle-network.com podcast, live stream, TV, YouTube. And we also broadcast all of these shows through podcasts through all the various different, what we call, channels. In other words, YouTube, many other channels that are set out there. So if you sign up and you can go to our pages, over at the Deagle Network, and you can see sign up to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes Android email and RSS feeds. And if you sign up and put your email there, we'll email as soon as a new video, live stream, YouTube, or podcast is available, and it immediately pops on your phone and you have access immediately. Now, the important thing is to understand all these services are available to you free. And we're adding many, many other broadcasts that we're doing on the side besides the radio show and our live stream and YouTube channel. So if you sign up, you'll be getting that information and you'll instantly know right to the real time if there's a live show or a show where there'll be video on demand so you can watch it or audio on demand. You also will have access over at the Deagle Network to our protocols, which we're embedding with video and a lot more information. Our products, which we're also putting video on there to explain a lot more detail about the very uniqueness of our nutraceuticals, which are completely unique compared to anything else that you'll see anywhere, including even at your functional medicine or wellness doctors or naturopaths. You also see over there our other website, Clay and Iron, which houses all of our news. Other than our health and wellness news, is all over at clayandiron.com. So all these services are available for you. And we are going to also set up... we're also setting up for our next hour, and we'll be talking about health and wellness coming up. Hour number three, you don't want to miss it. We're going to have Jonathan Gray from New Zealand, BeforeUs.com. He's got amazing ebooks and his latest DVD video series, and we're going to talk about some very deep issues with solutions and why things are the way they are in this world and why it requires a spiritual dimension to understand and to conquer the evil of this world. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two, hour three coming up. Remember, all hours are open to your calls to the studio. Just tell the board up exactly what your statement or question is, and we'll get you on air. But stay on topic.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at Liberty Roundtable. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.